This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. When Colorado launches free preschool for all four-year-olds next fall, some children may qualify for extra hours. A state advisory council is meeting today on new rules that could give some kids up to 20 hours a week of free preschool. Ann Shimke is with the education website Chalkbeat.
From the start, universal preschool was touted as 10 hours a week of free preschool. But for a lot of working families, they knew right off the bat, well, that's not going to work for us. What this decision could do is address some of those concerns.
If it's approved, the extra hours would also extend to dual language learners, kids with disabilities, and those in foster care. The Colorado Springs Pioneers Museum will soon see much needed updates to the building's roof and HVAC system. City Council members approved an additional $2.5 million for the project this week, nearly doubling the initial budget set last year. City Budget Manager Chris Fiandaca told council last month the work goes beyond replacing piping and equipment.
In order to remove the old and install the new equipment, the roof does need to be replaced.
The building is more than 120 years old. It's been home to the Pioneers Museum since 1979. A third person has died this year while hiking in the Sangre de Cristo Mountains. KRCC's Jess Hazel reports.
Alamosa Volunteer Search and Rescue identified Justin Segrin on social media this weekend. Segrin fell and died during his descent from Blanca Peak last week. In August, a man fell and died near the Crestone Traverse, and in July, a man died after reaching the summit of Kit Carson Peak. Jess Hazel, KRCC News.
Colorado Springs and Metro Denver have highs today in the 70s. It gets warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.